DevOps and the Big Gamer. And I've been a professional recruiter since 1972, a million years ago. So much has happened in the world since then, but a couple of things really haven't changed. And for those of you who've been out of work since last year, I'll simply say that these are particularly important for you, and you'll understand why in a second. But I'll just start off by saying, the longer you're out of work, the harder it is to find work. And certainly, the less leverage you have in a salary negotiation. After all, you may be getting an offer, but employers basically go, I'm not negotiating with this guy. He's been out of work for almost a year now. You know, he takes it or he gets the hell out of my office. I have no negotiation room. So the longer you're out of work, the harder it is. Now, if you're not at the one-year mark, I'm simply going to say hustle. Because when you hit the one-year mark, you start to realize that people aren't calling you. Recruiters have stopped calling you. Companies have stopped calling you. Your real best bet is through networking, just like it was at the beginning. But recruiters don't call because firms don't want to pay $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 for referral of someone who's been out of work for a year. I can't blame them. Companies stop calling because their attitude is, what's wrong with this person that they've been out of work for so long? Now, you may start laying blame on a recession, but they don't care. They start to think, you know, of the people who are on the market during that period of time, a lot of folks like this person were able to get work. And what's wrong with them? So, again, the longer you're out of work, the less likely you're going to get work. And if you're coming up on the one-year mark, that's really a threshold where things really start to slide for people. I'm just checking my notes over here. So when all is said and done, hustle. Hustle like your hair's on fire. No hair. Put all your effort into things. And you may be thinking you're working hard at your search, but kick it up a notch. You know, push yourself, especially if you're coming up on the one-year mark, because your career's at stake. Certainly, if you get a job offer, it's unlikely it's going to be at the same level as it was previously, because firms don't think they have to pay it. If you get an offer, often it's at a lower level positionally within a firm than you were at before. Why? Because you're perceived as being damaged goods, and they're not going to pay premium dollar for damaged goods. They're going to want to observe you for a while before giving you the old level back. So hustle. Hustle more than you ever have in your life because everything's at stake for you at that point. And you don't want to find out how much harder it can be if you wait much longer. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.